Welcome to the Freedom Chattanooga Weekly Podcast. We are so glad you are taking the time out of your day to listen to this message. We pray it will help you encounter Jesus and transform people. Now, let's get into the message.
I want to share something with you. I feel like the Lord is saying, I'm not going to preach what I was going to preach this morning. I'm going to do something totally different. I'm not going to preach. I just feel like I have a word that the Lord is speaking to our church. I was going to wait and do this tonight in H2O, but I feel like it's right now. So it's not a message. It's just a short, just something that happened to me this week in a word. But if you guys up there, if you guys want to get this ready, or you guys can just, in fact, you know what? Let's not do that. Let me read it. You just listen to the words. But this week, I was in my prayer time on Wednesday, and I on Wednesday when I pray in the mornings, I normally pray for a little bit, read whatever section of scripture I'm reading, and then I start doing sermon prep until around lunch, just kind of getting everything ready for the weekend, just kind of getting the plan together, typing stuff out, all those things. And right now I'm reading through the Gospel of Luke. And I was reading in one Bible, and when I picked up another Bible, I felt like I was supposed to pick up this certain Bible to take it up for my time. When I got into the moment where I was reading, I just started in the chapter I had read the day prior, but it didn't click with me that I had read all that the day before, which is not normal. Normally, I'd recognize really quick. And I just started having this moment with the Lord where he was just speaking to me through this passage. And so I'm going to read it to you. What I was going to kind of share tonight, I feel like it's for the room for what just happened. I have been in moments like we just experienced, but it's been an extremely long time. Those moments are gifts. I truly believe you get to experience a little bit of heaven when that erupts like that, when the praise just erupts in the room in adoration of Jesus. You're experiencing just a little bit of what we're going to get to experience when we're worshiping around the throne for eternity. And I feel like this is a word not only to me, but I feel like it's a word to the church. So I want you to pay attention. This is in Luke chapter 5 and verse 1. It says, on one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. So here's the word. We're going out into the deep. And I say that for our church, but I think it's much bigger than just our church. I think it's over the city. I'll explain that in a moment. I want you to see something. When Simon is in the boat, he's sitting with Jesus. Did you catch that? He's in the boat. He went out a little ways from the land as Jesus taught the crowd, okay? And then after Jesus gets through teaching, he looks at Simon Peter and he says, put out, launch out. Some translations say launch out into the deep for a catch. The catch was a miraculous catch. It was not a natural catch. That's why James and John, the other boats that were around, not just James and John, but the other boats that were around, James and John and Simon Peter's boat, it says that they began to fill the boat so full that it began to sink. And at that moment, Peter starts crying out, "Get away from me, Lord, because I'm a sinful man," because the miraculous actually revealed what was in his heart. The teaching of Jesus was powerful. I promise you, if I was sitting in that boat, it would have been powerful. But do you understand that when God begins to move and there are deep things of God, it starts to pull these things out of you, out of your heart. It reveals your heart in those moments to where you realize, I am not worthy. My flesh is as filthy rags, you know, as the word says. It's like, I can't even be around somebody as holy as you. When you encounter, here's a lot of times what happens. People encounter the conviction of God and they go deep and then they'll pull back from God because it's uncomfortable. But I'm inviting you into something that you just experienced in this room to happen over and over and over and over again so that you don't draw back in the presence of God, but you just keep going deeper and deeper. Just go as far into the Holy of Holies as you can get. Get all the way to the mercy seat. Fall on your knees and cry out, I am not worthy, because we are not worthy, right? That's a personal expression. So when God was showing me this, I knew what he was saying. He was speaking this over our body, over our church. I knew he was saying this, and I cannot tell you over the years, you can have a conversation with Karen Myers and she'll tell you how many words we have gotten over the years about ships, deep waters, boats. I mean, like, you know, all these things, like God's turning the ship. I mean, you would not believe just so many things about boats and water and deep. And again, on Wednesday morning, the Lord began to speak to me, like, launch out into the deep. And so I just want to tell you, as a church, we just experienced somewhat of whatever that was. Like, it's just, when that comes in the room and you join in with all of heaven and the Spirit of God, it's like we're crying out, Maranatha, come Jesus. I literally thought, hey, we could get raptured right now and I won't even have to go up there on that platform. I'd have been totally fine with it, you know? But I want to say that for this house, okay, so for us, we're not just going to sit near the land. We're not going to stay in the shallows. We're going to go launch out into the deep. Now, when you launch out into the deep, this is where I believe the city comes in other churches. When we launch out into the deep, when you launch out in the deep, even if the other boats don't go at first, they eventually have to come out there to the deep. Because why? The catch that comes from the move of God that begins to pour out. And so I want to share this with you. Years ago, I had a vision where I saw the ridge right here. I'm good with directions. You may not be, but this is Missionary Ridge right here. This is East Ridge on this side. Missionary Ridge, you know, that way. I saw Missionary Ridge, and what I saw was from the top of this area, like, it looked like a pot of honey, but it looked like melted gold that was being poured out from the sky, pouring out into the valley. If you're like looking, let's say like Sugar's restaurant, if you're looking that direction over the valley, it began to fill up Chattanooga and it began to splash out over the ridges of the mountains, the ridge here. It just began to fill it up. And it had this like, it looked like honey, but it was like liquid gold. I can't explain it. That it looked like a honey pot. You know the clay honey pot? Think Winnie the Pooh. That's what you're thinking. Winnie the Pooh pot. Oh my gosh. Joel. I didn't even think about this. We had a word 2 weeks ago about Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, if you're not with us and you haven't been with us, that sounds weird. I'll explain it to you after service. It's not relevant right now, but it's very relevant to what's happened. Maybe it is relevant. Maybe the Holy Spirit knows it's relevant. But it looked like a honey pot, like that honey pot that Pooh carries around. And it was like honey. That's what I saw. But I knew it was like liquid gold, not Velveeta, but like liquid gold being poured out on the city of Chattanooga. This has been years ago, y'all. And it may even been before we were pastoring the church. I mean, we've been pastoring the church 10 years. We've been here almost, this is our 15th year. So we were associates here before. But I just saw that, and I'm telling you right now, when God starts pouring himself out, and there's so many prophecies about God breaking out in Chattanooga. I don't even want to use the word revival, although I'm not opposed to using the word revival. We don't need just a revival. We need awakening. We need a city that's transformed by the power of God. We don't need it to just stay inside the church walls, which is revival, because the church has to be revived for the city to get an awakening. But we need a city to be changed by the power and the glory of God. And I'm telling you this, this is what it was. That gold that was being poured out is the glory. It's the glory of God. When the glory comes, it's different than the presence. The presence of God, I would say, you experienced the glory of the Lord this morning. In that moment, I almost thought, I'm going to open my eyes and this room is going to be filled with like a haze, like the glory of the Lord. Because things manifest and change in that glory. And so when we as a church launch out into the deep, when other churches in the city launch out into the deep, what happens is you have a great catch. Now, you guys know me well enough. I am not talking about numbers. I think numbers are important. I'm not saying because numbers equal individual people that lives are being changed. But that's not what it's about. What it is about is that the Lamb of God received the full reward of his suffering, and that souls are saved and come into the kingdom and get transformed in this city. We have a responsibility. You all live here. You may be visiting, maybe a few, maybe 1-2% of this room, or maybe somebody that's watching us might not be in this region, this city, but we have a responsibility to present them Jesus. And we're not gonna have that unless we launch ourselves out into the deep and we launch as a church into the deep. And so I'm just giving you a word today. We're going. I'm going. I don't know what y'all are doing, but like I mean, you might as well go because you're in the boat. I mean, like, you can get out of the boat, but I wouldn't get out of the boat. I would just stay in the boat and we'll go out into the deep. But when you get out into the deep waters, it's like there's training that comes. What happened to me Wednesday morning when I was watching that, there was a documentary on free diving that I had seen a picture of, and the Lord showed it to me again. It was this diver going down the rope. I don't know if you know anything about free diving, but the picture of the documentary was a diver going down the rope, and the Lord said, I want you to watch that. So we watched it that night. Emily and I started watching it and finished it the next day. And it was just about how it takes a lifetime to train to go into that deep water without a oxygen tank. And they'll hold their breath for like 4 minutes diving that deep in the water. They'll go like 100 meters in the water, which if you're not English, you don't know what I'm talking about. That's, I don't know how many feet that is, but like it's a lot, you know? You gotta go all the way. When I say English, I mean like British. You're English speaking. But anyway, so you're going down that rope and I watch them as they train and they get ready. And it says this, that they have to almost get into a state where they completely relax and they're at peace before they do the dive. If they can't let everything go, like their mind's not right, their rhythm of their breath's not right. It's like all these things, they just have to almost like let go and then dive. And I feel like the Lord is really calling us to something that's deeper. I know what happened in this room this morning is extremely special, and I wished it would happen every single time we gather. And so I'm inviting you to go deep. Don't just let us be like, hey, we're taking the boat out to deep waters. You guys come along for the ride. Come along for the ride, but in your heart, every single day, you need to be preparing your heart to go deep into the things of God. He's calling us into deeper things. So allow yourself to go out into the deep. I love it. It says that when that catch came in, it's like Peter lost it. He's just like, you got to get away from me. I'm a sinful man. Like at that point, that was the transformation when Simon started to become Peter. It says when they got back, now listen, when they got back, they dropped everything, their boats, their nets, and everything, and they followed him. That's the kind of encounter I want with Jesus, where I'm like, you know what? Nothing of this stuff matters. My house doesn't matter. My car doesn't matter. You know, nothing matters. I'm coming after you with everything I've got. I'll drop everything to follow you. You understand? And I feel like that's the word that the Lord is saying. And there's a lot more of you in here than would have been here tonight. So I'm glad that the Lord had me share it with you, because it was just something that's on my heart. And I feel like the Lord is really doing something in our house, doing it among all of us. And we're going to keep going deeper. We ain't there and we ain't ever going to arrive. We're just going to keep going deeper, right?
Thanks for tuning into the Freedom Chattanooga Weekly Podcast. If you would like to support the ministry, you can do so at freedomchurchchattanooga.com. If you're listening on iTunes, help us reach others by giving us a good rating and review. We hope this message has encouraged you to encounter Jesus and transform people.